Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. We're so excited that you're with us. Each and every week, we're going to open up God's Word. We're going to have some discussion around what it means to live an intentional life. So let's listen in as we try to get real together.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. My name is Brandon Ginden. I am the senior pastor at Real Life Ministries Texas, and I am here with my good friend and ministry partner, Lori Arnold.
Hey y'all.
And we are so glad that you're joining us today on our podcast. And we launched a few weeks ago a new series on the armor of God and have been in a discussion about what that looks like in real life and putting on the armor of God. And that's what we want to do here on this podcast is Lori and I having just conversations as we discuss different biblical principles and topics and what it looks like to walk out in real life and with kind of our successes, failures, ups, downs, and struggles, and just to be able to be real with you guys. And so appreciate you listening to the podcast and want to encourage you to share it with your friends. And we're going to start the podcast today. Lori and I had the opportunity to do the what was called the city tour through discipleship.org, and grateful to everybody there and being able to discuss and talk about and promote the book that I had the opportunity to write last year and that came out in September of 2023 called Intentional. And if you haven't had a chance to check that out, I encourage you to go look that up. But we were able to do a conference together, and it was a lot of fun, Lori.
Yeah, it was.
And being able to talk about these principles of walking out Jesus's methodology and being intentional in our lives. And so if you want to check out some of those videos that Lori spoke, did a tremendous job. And if you want to check that out, you can go to discipleship.org and look up the city tour videos as they are posted on that website. And I would encourage you to do that. And so if you have missed any of our previous podcasts, especially on this topic of the armor of God, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to those, because we're going to be building each week on those. And today we're going to be discussing the second piece of armor, the breastplate of righteousness. And, you know, that's any of the armor is just, I mean, you know, we have a frame of reference about what that, you know, looks like from seeing in movies or whatever, but we don't walk around putting on a breastplate today or a helmet today, unless, you know, you've served in the military. And you know, that's just, you know, to think about that and look in and read it. And what does that mean for us today? And so I want to start, Lori, with us. I'm going to read the scripture and then pass it over to you to talk about in your own life what this looks like to put on this breastplate of righteousness and the intentionality that it requires behind it. And so I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. We're going to read 10 through 14. And the Word of God says this: "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." Amen. I mean, we can't help but notice, right, Lori, multiple times in there, it uses the term to stand and to stand firm, that there must be a resolve within us to stand in this world where there's a spiritual battle going on. Yeah. And our next podcast, we're going to talk about the feet, the shoes that we're standing in. But a critical part of this armor, in order for us to stand firm and to not be knocked down, to not be even hit with a lethal wound, is wearing this breastplate of righteousness. And so I know it takes great intentionality of putting that on. And so Lori, let's start there. Like, what does that look like for you in your life to intentionally make sure that we're wearing the breastplate of righteousness?
Yeah. So prepping for this episode, I wanted to look up the term righteousness. I know we use it as Christians, we use it a lot. We might hear it a lot in church. And so I just want to read this definition that I found in Webster's Dictionary. It was defined as purity of heart and conformity of heart and life to the divine law. As used in scripture, it is nearly equivalent to holiness and includes all we call justice, honesty, and virtue with holy affections. Just so we have some clarity about what righteousness is.
Yeah.
And for me, just thinking about, as you were reading, just hearing the breastplate of righteousness and it, where it covers, what it covers our heart, it covers our vital organs.
Yeah.
And that's really important. That's really important. There's a reason that is there. And as I'm thinking of righteousness, it's almost like the exact opposite of me, of my flesh, of my nature, of my sin nature. And so, I think that, we have to recognize that for one, we're all sinners and we all have sinful natures. And so the things that our heart may feel, and I am a feeler, I can feel everything. I will cry with you. I will rejoice with you. I can feel all of the emotions. And I can't let that be my driver, because sometimes those feelings and emotions can be so strong that my decision making can be affected by that. So I think for me, that is exactly what how I relate to this passage, because I know that it's important that I'm covering my vital organs, my heart, my feelings with God's righteousness and with God's truth.
Yeah, that's great. There's a term that sometimes goes with it. It's the fancy term is a sanctifying righteousness, meaning that righteousness, we're being cleaned up in it. So when I think about the world around us, that's opposite of what, you know, God would want, the world kind of can get on us, or these attacks, you know, it's even implication is the kind of the attacks or the things of the world around us could strike a lethal blow into our kind of our organs, and that's protecting us, but we're also being cleaned up, or we're being sanctified in this righteousness to be more and more like Christ. So to me, this the breastplate protects us from what the world would say, which is often appealing in today's world to our emotions, how you feel about it, protecting us from that, so that we can stay on this path and stand firm and to pursue it. And so that can be so difficult, because the world is so influential and so, like, you know, and can lead us astray.
Yeah.
And so maybe for you, like, I think of all of them, honestly, this is probably the most difficult, at least for me, when I look at it. Is so for you, maybe what's been hard about that in your own walk, and kind of how do you combat that to make sure that we keep that on, and you keep that piece of armor on, so you don't get led astray or you don't get, you know, that lethal blow, if you will.
Yeah. Well, a couple of ways, when I'm dealing in relationships with people, it can be incredibly hard, because if my, like I said, I'm a feeler. So if my feelings are hurt, I want to respond a certain way. My natural reaction, my instant reaction, is to respond a certain way, whether that be retreat in that moment, and not talk to them anymore and dismiss them, which is not right, you know? So like I said, it's the exact opposite of what I know that God wants me to do. And so in order to live in the way that God wants me to live, I have to be close with him. I have to know what the right way is. I have to know what his way is and what Jesus would do in those situations. And so if I'm not, if I don't know truth, you know, I can't live this out if I don't know it. And because then I'm just operating off of feelings, and everybody's got feelings. And those can go any kind of which direction, you know, we all feel differently about many different things. And, like you said, we have to stand firm, and we are standing firm on God's truth. And, that is what is protecting me. It also protects me from those darts and those arrows that may come that are evil. Like, he protects me from evil. You know, if I am living and walking in him, then I am protected from evil. And that's a great place to be.
You just said that, living and walking in that, it, for us to understand that as a I think what Paul is writing, yes, we put on this armor. It takes great intentionality, but that this really is a lifestyle. Like, it's what we live and walk in. And so this righteousness that's sanctifying or cleaning us up, this breastplate of righteousness, it's part of our lifestyle. All of this armor is something we just put on every day. It's not just because we're going to a specific battle, but understanding this is what we wear every day because it's part of who we are. Right. And so we look at, again, kind of culture around us and we watch and see how in some ways, there's truth being compromised. I've friends that have been kind of led astray and caught up in the world based on things that they would justify in their mind are right, or that is what culture is okay with, and versus going, no, that's not what God's word says. We have to stand firm in this. And and so the Lord is again cleaning us up, that this we are pursuing holiness with God. And so as we do that, that's a difficult thing. And I guess the part for me that it stands out is this, we use the term lethal. Lori, you use the term darts or arrows, that as being a hunter and being out in that world and understanding it, is that sometimes these arrows can strike in a way where it's a lethal blow, but it takes a long period of time to die.
Yeah.
That's part of being in the archery world and understanding that. And to know we have to put on that breastplate because it can be often a slow drift,
yeah,
a slow death, and we don't even realize it. And we're just make compromise after compromise, and pretty soon the devil has us and we're way over here, far away from what he would want.
Right.
And so I think my encouragement to everybody is, we have to come back to his word. We have to come back, as you said, to truth. That's why the belt is listed first, because all the other armor tie into that. That holds them together, wearing that belt. And so maybe let's talk about that for a moment, Lori, is this issue of kind of the slow drift, preventing that slow drift. Maybe how has the word of God or how has other things helped you? Because we all do that to some degree. We get distracted. We can kind of drift away. How we come back to make sure we're on the path.
Yeah.
So what are some things that you've used or has happened in your life that's helped you to do that, to stay in that sanctifying righteousness, that narrow path, standing firm in that?
Yeah. One of the things you mentioned was how we have to put it on every day. And that's how I start my days. I start my days thanking the Lord for the day and recognizing who he is, who I'm not, and because I'm dependent on him, whether I am on the mountaintop and I am living my life, my best life, or whether I'm in the valley, and going through a hard trial, I am dependent on the Lord in all circumstances.
Yeah.
And I feel like the minute that we forget that's us taking off that breastplate.
Okay.
Like that we're setting that aside, like, oh, life's good, I'm coasting. No, we still need to have that breastplate of righteousness on. We need to depend on him in all circumstances. And so every single day I give to the Lord, and sometimes it's not even just a daily thing. Like, it's moment by moment. Sure. That song, that old hymn that says, I need thee every hour. Mm-hmm. Once again, I am a feeler. So my mood can change instantly. When something happens, it can change instantly. And so I have to be ready. I have to be prepared for those times. And yeah, it can be really hard, but if I'm preparing myself daily and remembering that I am dependent on a savior who loves me, who protects me, who wants best for me, who knows best for me, I'm going to walk in a different way than I would if I just felt like I had it on my own, which I don't. Yeah. It's really countercultural once again. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we talk about is,
for
it's
sure.
just not,
for sure.
it's not the way that the majority is living life right now. It's all about self. And like you said, how we feel and what is our truth? Sorry, but there's one. So it's vital that we put this on every single day. And I start my days with it so that I know I am dependent on the Lord in all things.
Right.
That is the first thing.
Yeah. One of the concepts is, we said at the very beginning, of this podcast is this principle of intentionality means that I have to make decisions. You have to make a decision every morning. I'm going to start my day in the Lord. I'm going to put this armor on. I've got to do this. You're taking the personal responsibility to pursue that. It is all through this passage about Paul is writing this with an instruction, with an assumption, you are going to put your armor on. Mm-hmm. It's not like I can't put my armor on. Like I can't put your armor on for you. Right. You can't put the armor on for me. Like we have to take the personal responsibility, not point fingers or blame or anything of whatever's going on. Like we have to put it on, take that responsibility. And two is to understand if we don't, you are going to become entangled in what's going on around you.
Right. And like you said, it's not always some big in your face thing. Like it's a slow process. A lot of the time that's how the devil gets in. Correct. And that's how he's able to get to us. You know, nobody plans to, well, some people might, but it's not the norm usually for us to plan the sin, you know, even stuff that happens in the church, like people don't step into these roles and positions thinking that these bad things are going to happen or that they're going to one day commit this sin. That's this huge thing that affects the whole church, you know? And I could go on with the list of those kind of things, but we don't plan for that kind of stuff.
Right.
So how does it happen? It's a slow process. Like you said, it's that dagger that hits you or what did you say that goes right to the liver?
Yeah.
Was that live or were you talking about that earlier?
We were talking about it offline about an arrow that pierces a liver. Like it's a fatal, you're going to die. It's just going to take a long time.
Yeah.
And that's horrible. To think about that. And that's how the devil works. Mm-hmm. You know, the Proverbs 7 young man, that's, you know, where it describes this of him. He gets trapped into it. He sees it. He goes, he's down at the corner where the harlot is at. And it's just this slow one decision after another. And the breastplate of righteousness means I'm going to walk in a holy way and pursue God, pursue his truth and not put myself in those positions where, you know, it, like I said, it's one decision at a time of being aware of it. Yeah, it is. And another part that I think is important for us to say is even though, you know, I can't put on Lori's armor for her. You can't do it for me, Lori. But we also though have the relationship where we can look at each other and go, hey, you got your armor on?
Right.
You know, are you armored up? Are you ready to go? And I think that is the part that we play for each other.
Absolutely.
If we see somebody making decisions that's drifting away, that we have a responsibility with each other. And this is part of being intentional is going, hey, are you all right? You okay? You got your armor on? Kind of like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing things that are, and I think that's what allows or contributes to people drifting away.
Yeah.
Or getting entangled in the mess of life and culture around us.
Yeah, it's good.
And so maybe give a word of encouragement to somebody if they're, you know, they're listening today and we're talking about this breastplate and putting it on and not getting sucked into culture and maybe they're going to work into a place where it's tough. Yeah. Maybe it's, you know, a relationship that they're about to have a conversation with. What is an encouragement you would give to them about putting on this breastplate and helping them stand firm?
Yeah. I've said several times before, there's lots of ways to do this. But as we are pursuing God's holiness, as we are pursuing God's righteousness, we have to be mindful of what we are letting in our bodies and our minds. And so the challenge to you might be you need to get off social media for 5 minutes, turn it off, turn it off, go a day without it, go a week without it, challenge yourself because there's so many distractions and temptations even in that. And I'm not saying it's bad in and of itself. However, let's be real. There's lots of distractions that are out there. And that is one of the ways that I believe that the enemy is getting to people, quickly.
Sure.
So that, and then also, like I said, start your day with the Lord, start your day spending time with Jesus. And whether you're talking with him, whether you're reading from his word, praying with him and reminding yourself of his truth and truth that can only be found through him. And so watch what you're listening to on the radio. I mean, there's so many different things that can affect us in this area. And I think that is why it is one of the hardest things. And most of all, like, who are your people? Who are you spending your time with? Who's holding you accountable? And because I guarantee if you're not spending time with Christ followers, you're going to start looking, you're going to look like whoever you're hanging with regardless. And so if you're pursuing righteousness and holiness, why are you pursuing time with other people that not saying we shouldn't spend time with those who aren't believers, because of course we want to share our lives with them, but be careful about the way that we are doing that.
Yeah. Have an awareness and having, you know, both. We can have both, you know, some relationships with folks that do not know Jesus, but having people around us that hold us accountable, lift us up. You know, we are in the world, but that we're not pursuing being of it. We're being separate, and that's important. So that's really good, Lori, really good stuff. And well, we're going to close up this podcast, and I just really want to encourage everybody, as Lori said, starting your day with Jesus. Maybe it was you're starting your day by listening to this podcast, and hopefully this encourages you to just pursue Jesus today and listening to him and putting on the armor of God. Well, God bless you all. We'll look forward to our next podcast.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Get Real podcast today. My hope each and every week is that you're able to take the content, apply it to your life, that it becomes more of who you are and less of what you do, and that we live an intentional life together. If you're interested in supporting the work of ministry here at Real Life Texas, we'd like to invite you to do that by going to reallifetexas.org/give and supporting us today.